由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you have joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，好高兴你能够收听我们的节目《天路导向》。
We are bringing you this second and the last of a short series of messages.
今次咧系我哋呢个系列嘅第二次嘅播出，亦都系咧呢一个咁短嘅系列最后一次嘅信息啦。
We are calling it Discontentment and God's Purpose.
咁呢个嘅系列咧系叫做空虚不满，以及咧系神嘅旨意。
Or how God can use discontentment in our lives to serve His purpose.
亦即系话咧，神藉住我哋人生里边一啲唔满足嘅嘢咧，嚟去成就佢嘅美意。
And I want to begin by asking you a question.
首先咧，我想问你一个嘅问题。
Have you ever found yourself walking in a strange city?
你有没有曾经在一个陌生的城市里面走过呢？
You have looked carefully at the map or the directions that you have been given.
虽然你是很仔细地去看那个地图，很仔细地去研究一些人指示给你的方向。
And lo and behold, you see a detour sign.Road is blocked.
但结果呢，你就去到一个呢，是写着此路不通的一个的牌。
And the natural thing to do is to follow the detour signs, right?
好自然呢，你是会按照那个改道的指示牌去行的，是不是呢？
You don't know the place very well.
因为啊，你对那个的地方啊，不是很认识。
Your map or direction only shows you one way to your destination.
地图呢就只是告诉你一条呢是去到目的地的路线。
You feel that there is no other option but to follow the detour sign.
在这个时候，除了是按照那个的标志牌上面的指示呢，你已经是没有其他的选择了。
So you follow the signs.
咁你只好咧，就系乖乖地按照嗰个指示牌嘅方向咧去走啦。
You go left and right and right and left。
你跟住个牌咁啊，转左、转右、转右又转左，转嚟转去。
And then all of a sudden, no more detour signs。
突然之间，你睇唔见任何嘅指示牌。
And you don't know if you go right or left or straight ahead。
在这个时候呢，你不知道应该是转右定是转左定是向前行，你觉得呢左右为难了。
Whatever the reason may be, you feel lost.
无论怎都好，在这个时候呢，你是觉得很失落的。
And you are panic-stricken.
你觉得呢很紧张，心慌意乱。
You use your best judgment, but you're still lost.
你尽量呢去运用自己的判断力，但是呢你仍然是迷了路。
Today I want to talk to you about some dangerous detours.
今天呢我要跟你去讲一讲这些危险的弯路。
These dangerous detours can take us away from contentment.
这些的弯路呢是会将我们呢带到去空虚不满足的境地的。
If you are listening for the first time, we have been talking about contentment and peace in life.
如果呢你是第一次听这个节目《天路导向》的话呢，我就再一次的去告诉你听，我们讲的呢是人生的满足和平安这个课题。
In the last message, we saw a contrast between Cain and the prodigal son.
在上集的信息里面呢，我们看见该人和浪子这两个人的一个对比。
Cain allowed his restlessness and discontentment to lead him away from God.
该人呢系容许佢嘅唔满足，佢嘅不安呢系带佢远离咗神。
And thus away from contentment.
而于是乎呢，佢就永远都得唔到满足啦。
But the prodigal son allowed his restlessness and discontentment to lead him into God's grace.
但系浪子嘅不安同埋佢嘅唔满足咧，却系促使佢咧系嚟到神嘅恩典当中嘅。
And there he found the place of rest and contentment.
喺神嗰度，佢得到安息同埋真正嘅满足。
Today I want to speak to believers.
今日咧，我想系对嗰啲已经相信咗耶稣嘅人咧去讲。
The believers who have known and experienced the rest for their souls that comes from knowing Christ.
基督徒因为认识基督，就可以咧系经历到心灵嘅平安啦。
That rest that comes from basking in the grace of God.
他们沐浴在神的恩典之中，可以享受安息。
But many believers, after coming to Christ and experiencing the peace of salvation, they face detours.
但是很多的信徒呢，在归向了耶稣基督，并且经历了救恩的平安之后呢，他是要面对种种的弯路。
These detours can become a source of restlessness and discontentment.
这些的弯路呢，是会导致他们觉得不安和不满足的。
These detours can steal our joy and peace.
这些的弯路呢，是会夺走他们的喜乐和平安的。
And today I want to give you four detours that you must watch for.
今天呢，我要提出四种的弯路，请你呢，是提高警觉啊。
Each of these can be a source of restless wandering.
这些的弯路呢，都会令到你呢，是流离飘荡的。
Each of these can turn your relationships into rancor.
这些的弯路呢，亦都会破坏你的人际关系，令到你呢，是跟人结怨的。
Now, before I give you these four detours, I want to remind you of the fact that total contentment is not possible in this life.
在我讲这四种的弯路之前呢，让我再次提醒你，我们今生呢，是不会有完全的满足的。
Complete peace can never be achieved in this life.
我们今生呢，亦都不会有完全的平安。
Later on in this message, I want to tell you more about this.
等阵间呢，我会再深入的去讲讲这方面的问题。
So what are these four dangerous detours that can send us off course?
咁究竟呢啲弯路，呢四种危险嘅弯路系啲乜嘢呢？
They are as follows.
佢哋呢系以下呢四种。
Number one,
第一种嘅弯路。
Unwillingness to confront your weaknesses.
就系唔愿意去面对自己嘅弱点。
Second,
第二种嘅弯路。
Unawareness of the lie of legalism.
就系冇察觉到教条主义嘅错谬之处。
Third,
第三种嘅弯路。
Underestimation of the pitfall of pride.
就系低估咗骄傲嘅危险。
Fourthly,
第四种嘅弯路。
Unfaithfulness in self-giving.
就系咧喺奉献上边唔忠心啦。
Let's look at these four one by one.
我哋咧一条一条弯路，呢四条嘅弯路咧，逐一去睇一睇啊。
First, unwillingness to confront your weaknesses.
首先咧，我哋嚟睇下唔愿意面对自己嘅弱点呢一个嘅问题。
Every one of us has an area of weakness.
我哋每个人咧都系有软弱嘅一面嘅。
To some of us, our weakness may be a physical weakness.
对于某些人来说，我们的软弱可能是肉体上面的软弱。
To others, it may be a moral weakness.
对于另一啲人嚟讲咧，可能咧系道德上面嘅软弱。
Still, to others, it may be a flaw of personal character.
仲有一啲人咧，系佢哋嘅性格咧系有某种嘅缺陷。
And yet, still for others, it may be a lack of spiritual discipline.
仲有一啲人咧，佢哋咧或者咧系缺乏咗属灵方面嘅一啲嘅纪律。
Whatever your weakness is, you must learn to apply the grace of God to that area of weakness.
无论啊，你系有边方面嘅软弱，边一方面嘅弱点，你都要咧学习咧系让神嘅恩典咧系彰显喺你嘅软弱之上。
If you do not daily apply God's grace to your weakness, that weakness will constantly be a detour in your life.
如果你唔让神嘅恩典每日彰显喺你嘅软弱上边咧，咁呢啲嘅软弱就会成为你生命里边嘅弯路啦。
And your weakness will take you off your spiritual course of contentment.
呢啲嘅软弱咧，就会令到你系远离灵性上边嘅满足啦。
And will lead you to discontentment.
会令你咧系觉得空虚不满嘅。
Now, I don't want you to misunderstand me, my listening friend.
嗱，亲爱嘅朋友，请你唔好误会我嘅意思。
Do not focus on the area of your weakness.
我并唔系咧要你单单去注意你嘅软弱。
Focusing on the area of your weakness all the time is a terrible mistake.
每一日都只系谂到自己嘅软弱咧，系极大嘅错误嚟嘅。
Do not focus on the area of your weakness until it becomes an obsession.
你千祈咧唔好只系专注喺自己嘅弱点上边，让佢咧系霸占你整个嘅心思。
The answer to all of our weakness is to focus on the grace of God.
点样去面对你嘅弱点，就系在乎你系咪能够专心去仰赖神嘅恩典。
Because God's grace becomes perfect in our weakness.
因为神嘅恩典喺我哋嘅软弱上边咧，系显得完全嘅。
If God's grace is not sufficient for you,
如果你认为神嘅恩典都仲未够。
Then probably you are focusing on your weakness instead of on God's awesome grace.
咁好可能咧，系因为你只系睇见自己嘅软弱，却唔能够咧系专注喺神奇妙嘅恩典上边。
And the antidote to the detour of weakness is to trust in the grace of God.
唯有咧系仰赖神嘅恩典，先至咧系能够解决软弱呢一条嘅弯路嘅。
Trusting in the grace of God to meet your weakness will lead to rest and contentment.
在我们的软弱里面去仰赖神的恩典，就能够呢是使我们得到安息和满足了。
Therefore, I come secondly to the area of the lie of legalism.
跟住落嚟咧，我哋嚟睇下第二条嘅弯路啊，就系教条主义嘅错谬啦。
First, let me define legalism.
我先界定一下何谓教条主义咧。
Legalism is the elevation of man-made rules to the level of God's commandment.
所谓教条主义咧，就系用人制定嘅规条来去取代神的命令。
Many people grow up surrounded by legalism.
很多人呢都是在教条主义底下成长的。
They accept what man said to be equal to what God said.
他们将人的教训等同于神的话语。
Let me explain what I mean.
我要咧系解释一下我嘅意思。
We believe that salvation is by grace alone.
我哋相信咧得救系单单本乎神嘅恩典嘅。
So if anyone would say that salvation is by grace plus any other requirement, then you have fallen into the lie of legalism.
所以如果有人话除咗靠神嘅恩典得救，仲要加其他嘅条件咧，咁呢个就系教条主义带嚟嘅谎言啦。
Legalism means that you have abandoned the grace of God as the only basis for your relationship with Him.
教条主义咧，要我哋放弃咗一个原则。这个原则就是只有神的恩典才是人和神和好的唯一的基础。
Now, don't misunderstand me, please, my listening friend.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你是留心听，不要误会我的意思。
There are those who are on the other extreme.
当然也有人是落了在另一个极端里面的。
There are many people who use grace as a license to do what they want.
这些人呢，将神的恩典是当作放纵情欲的藉口，任意而行。
They presume on grace to cover their immorality.
他们假借神的恩典呢，来去遮掩自己的败坏。
This is even more dangerous than legalism.
这个呢，是比教条主义更加危险的。
Remember that the keeping of the commandments of God is not legalism.
我哋要知道啊，遵守神嘅诫命并唔系等于咧死守教条嘅。
Legalism is the keeping of the commandments of man.
而教条主义咧就系死守人嘅诫命啦。
Why do I say this?
点解我咁讲咧？
Because thinking that legalism pleases God makes you feel super spiritual.
因为当你认为遵守教条可以讨神喜悦咧，咁就使你自以为灵性咧系高超嘅。
And thinking that you are super spiritual will diminish the wonder of God's grace in your life.
而当你自以为灵命高超嘅时候咧，咁就贬低咗神嘅恩典喺你生命里边嘅作为啦。
And thinking that way will rob you of your joy.
一旦你是这样想，你就会失去了你的喜乐。
It will rob you of the joy of trusting in God alone.
就是失去了因为单单仰赖神而有的喜乐了。
So, let's now recap.
我再重复刚才所讲的两点。
First, ignoring our weaknesses can be a dangerous detour from contentment.
第一就是忽视自己的软弱是导致空虚不满的危险弯路。
Secondly, legalism is a detour from contentment to restlessness.
第二点就是教条主义会将我们引到去焦躁不安的弯路上面去。
Thirdly, the pitfall of pride is another dangerous detour from contentment.
第三点就是骄傲是导致不满足的另一个危险的弯路。
First, let me tell you a few things about pride.
首先呢，是我要呢，是告诉你一些关于骄傲的事。
Pride is very deceptive.
骄傲呢是往往呢是会蒙蔽人的。
Pride can be disguised to look like something very spiritual.
伪装的骄傲呢是会令人看起来呢似乎好像很属灵的。
Pride can be disguised and presented as selflessness.
伪装的骄傲令人看起来呢好像是大公无私这样。
When in reality, pride is always self-serving.
但其实骄傲永远都是以自我为中心的。
In fact, pride can hinder answers to prayer.
事实上骄傲会令到我们的祷告落空。
Pride can rob many Christians from praying big prayers.
骄傲剥夺了很多基督徒大有信心的祷告。
My listening friend, do you know that God loves his children to pray big prayers?
亲爱的朋友，你知唔知啊？神系好喜悦佢嘅儿女带有信心嘅祷告嘅。
God loves prayer that are designed to bring glory to God.
神中意人将荣耀归俾神嗰种嘅祷告。
Now I want you to ask yourself this question.
现在咧，请你问一问自己啊。
And I want you to be honest with yourself.
请你咧系好诚实咁去回答呢啲问题。
When you are all alone with God, is your pride standing in the way?
当你单独亲近神嘅时候，你嘅骄傲系咪会从中作梗嘅咧？
Is your pride preventing you from seeing God to do great and mighty things?
你嘅骄傲系咪拦阻咗你去睇见神伟大而奇妙嘅工作咧？
And ultimately, pride can rob you of your joy of seeing heaven rejoice.
而最终骄傲咧，将会系夺取你睇见天堂嗰种嘅喜乐。
Finally, lack of generosity can be a detour to contentment.
最后一条咧，会导致你唔满足嘅弯路咧，就系唔乐意奉献嘅心啦。
Generous and hilarious givers are almost always joyful and contented people.
乐意慷慨奉献嘅人，永远都系满足而喜乐嘅。
Some people give to God like they are paying their taxes.
有啲人向神奉献咧，就好似交税一样。
They are uptight when they give.
佢哋心不甘情不愿。
They feel that they are giving out of sense of obligation.
佢哋认为呢个咧系唔可以唔尽嘅义务嚟嘅。
And they look for the first excuse not to give.
但他们就尽可能去找理由找藉口不用奉献。
They think that God is very fortunate to get what they give him.
他们认为神收到他们的奉献是几咁幸运呢？
Do you think that giving has to do with how much you have to give?
你认为奉献的关键是不是在于那个数量有几多呢？
Let me tell you a story about Jesus.
让我告诉你一个关于耶稣的事迹。
One day, Jesus was standing in the temple.
有一日，耶稣企喺圣殿里边。
And he watched the Pharisees giving their big donations with big public displays of devotions.
佢睇见咧，嗰啲嘅法利赛人咧，就当众咁样奉献好多好多嘅钱，就表现得咧自己好似好虔诚咁样。
Everybody was clapping and applauding.
在场嘅人咧都好欣赏，好似咧喺度鼓掌，喺度喝彩一样。
Then Jesus saw a simple widow who came in with two small coins.
喺嗰个时候咧，耶稣睇见一个朴素嘅寡妇咧，就带住两个小钱咧入到嚟。
These were the least coins that you could give to the temple.
佢带嘅呢两个小钱咧，可以系当时奉献俾圣殿最起码嘅数目嚟嘅。
And while this woman was giving the least of all, yet Jesus points to her and says.That she is giving the most of all.
当这个女人是献上众多奉献里面最少的这个数目的时候，耶稣却是指着她说，这个是所有人当中奉献得最多的。
Somebody may have turned and said, But Lord, these men are giving some big amounts of money here.
有些人可能会问耶稣说，但是主啊，那些人捐得更加多，更加大笔的钱哦。
Jesus answered and was saying, These men may be giving big amounts, but their big amounts are crumbs to them.
耶稣就会回答他们说，没错，那些人是捐出很多的金钱，但是只不过那些的金钱是他们多余的零碎的一些钱。
But this widow gave everything.
但是这位寡妇却是捐出了她所有的一切。
Remember these four detours to contentment in Christ.
请你记住这四条的弯路呢，是会导致我们远离在基督里面的满足的。
Our weaknesses,
就是我们的软弱。
Legalism,
还有就是教条主义。
Pride,
还有骄傲。
And lack of generosity,
以及呢是不乐意的奉献。
Let me conclude by saying this.
在结束之前呢，让我呢是告诉你听。
God has framed human history between two gardens.
在人类历史的起点和终点呢，有两座的花园。
And then there was a third garden in the middle.
而喺中间呢，仲有第三个嘅花园。
There was the first garden, the Garden of Eden, which became stained with Adam's sin.
第一个花园呢，就是伊甸园。这个嘅花园呢，是因为亚当夏娃犯罪呢，而被污染了。
His sin there created discontentment for all of humanity.
他在那里所犯的罪，就形成了呢，全人类不满足的根源。
On the other end of history, there's going to be another garden.
而在历史的另一端，那里呢，将会有另外一座的花园。
The city garden that is coming from above, which called the New Jerusalem.
这一座的花园，这一个的新城呢，就是从神那里降临下来的新耶路撒冷了。
And in between those two gardens, there is a middle garden called the Garden of Gethsemane.
而在这两个的花园中间呢，就有一个是被称为客西马尼园的地方。
And in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Son of God paid the price, the wages, and the penalty of sin.
在客西马尼园里面，神的儿子付上了代价，为我们接受刑罚，还清了我们的罪债。
And it's only when you go through the Garden of Gethsemane will you be able to go to the Garden City, the New Jerusalem.
只有通过客西马尼园，你才能够进入新耶路撒冷这一座花园新城的。
Let me tell you about this new city, the new garden that will be coming from heaven.
让我告诉你一些事，是有关于这一座从天上降下来的花园新城的。
In that garden city, all conflict and strife will cease.
在这个花园，在这座的新城里面，不再有任何的斗争，任何的冲突。
In that garden city, all the tears will be wiped away forever.
在那里，所有的眼泪都要是永远被擦干。
In that garden city, all the forces that are constantly pushing us away from God's presence will disappear.
在那里，所有迫使我们是远离神的恶势力都会消失的。
In that garden city called the New Jerusalem, all of our striving and tension and disharmony will cease.
在这一座被称为新耶路撒冷的花园里面，不再有紧张的斗争和不协调。
There will be no death or dying.
在那里再没有死亡了。
No sickness or suffering.
在那里也都再没有疾病或者痛苦。
No hatred or bitterness.
再没有仇恨和苦毒。
No tears or fears.
再没有眼泪和惧怕。
My listening friend,
我亲爱的听众朋友
is that your destiny?
这个是不是你所盼望去到的地方呢
It can be if you come to the only one who can get you there.
如果你今天就归向耶稣基督，他是唯一能够带你去到那里的道路。
Will you come to him today?
你愿不愿意今天就来到主耶稣的面前呢
It is my prayer that you would come to him and then write and let me know.
我会为你去祷告，求神帮助你早日归向他，亦都盼望你能够是写信给我们。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。